Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, March 28th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. People often choose to seek medical care at a clinic or outpatient center as opposed to a hospital, with an eye toward keeping costs down. So imagine their surprise when they open their bill and see fees, often in the hundreds of dollars.
A patient goes to see a physician and finds that they are being billed for hospital overhead. Where people are frustrated is they often don't know that fee is coming. Had they known, they could have looked somewhere else for medical care. And they're paying for services that don't really apply to the medical care that they've been receiving.
Wall Street Journal reporter Melanie Evans joins us after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hospitals are tacking on billions of dollars in facility fees to unsuspecting patients' bills. Reporter Melanie Evans covers the hospital industry and joins me. Melanie, what types of fees are we talking about and what do they cover?
These are fees that hospitals place on medical bills to cover the cost of their overhead. In a hospital, that makes a lot of sense. So say you're admitted to the ICU. They have expensive equipment. An ICU operates around the clock. There are staff that support the operations of the hospital, from janitors and people working in the kitchens to medical assistants. There's regulation that applies to that hospital, and these fees go to offset those expenses.
Are these fees new?
They are not new. They are spreading. And this is where patients are being caught off guard. When a hospital acquires an outpatient center, so that could be a clinic, it could be an imaging center, or say they've got an existing clinic but they bring in new physicians to that location, they can apply the hospital fees to cover the hospital overhead to those locations. So as a patient, you're not admitted to the ICU. You're not inside the hospital. You're going to a clinic, and then you're hit with a fee to cover costs of a facility you haven't visited.
About how much are these fees?
They can be hundreds of dollars. In one case, I was looking at some research published last year. The difference between getting a corticosteroid injection for back pain at a doctor's office, not affiliated with a hospital, and a hospital outpatient department was about $1,360.
That was the addition onto the bill?
That was the difference between those two locations. Same service, different locations.
So you've spoken to patients about this.
Yes.
And people who've gotten bills. I would imagine they're pretty surprised to see these numbers.
They're surprised and they're upset. And the people that I spoke with picked up the phone, started making calls, tried to figure out what was going on. And what they were told was, well, yes, you had a clinic visit, but that clinic is considered a department of the hospital, and therefore, this is the fee you pay. Now, the people that I talked to tried to fight those bills. In one case, one person was successful. In the other cases, they were not.
Did people tell you they thought by going to a clinic and not a big hospital, the cost might be reduced by going that route?
What they did was look at their insurance. And what they understood was that they were going to see a doctor in a clinic. And so they kind of looked at their insurance to sort of understand.
Is the doctor in network and can they go see them?
Yeah. And what would the cost be? In one case, the case of Rebecca Smith, she had even been going to that clinic for cancer treatment for a couple of years. And she was at the point in her treatment where she was visiting the clinic routinely for the same sort of monitoring visit every 6 months. She went early in 2020 for that visit, and she paid her copay for a clinic visit, which was about $70-something. And then she went back in December and was billed for a hospital visit, which cost her $400.
Are the hospitals required to be transparent or upfront that they're charging these fees or that these fees are on the way to showing up on the bill?
In some states, they have passed legislation that would require hospitals to say, you will be charged a facility fee. So that's the case in Colorado. That law takes effect later this year. And I spoke to one hospital system that said they are working now to incorporate that disclosure in the information that patients get.
Now, it's not uncommon for fees and charges to be included on bills. And in addition to the bills for the regular treatment, why are these fees so significant?
It comes back to a patient goes to see a physician for a clinic visit and finds that they are being billed for hospital overhead. Hospitals are a very expensive place to get care, and they provide very specialized, very expensive services. Where people are frustrated is they often don't know that fee is coming. Had they known, they could have looked somewhere else for medical care. And they're paying for services that don't really apply to the medical care that they've been receiving.
So the hospitals wind up dealing with very unhappy patients because of these fees. What do the hospitals say about this?
What hospitals say is these clinics are indeed an extension of the hospital, and therefore they are subject to hospital regulation, which comes with additional cost, and hospitals cost a lot to run. And so they apply the fees in order to pay for these very valuable hospital services.
So the patients can call and try to fight the fee, and that's happened on some occasions, like you said. Is there any other recourse patients have if they feel the fees are unfair?
The best recourse patients have is to ask before their appointment or when they're talking to their doctor and their doctor wants to refer them to another clinic or to a specialist, ask, is this clinic or physician affiliated with a hospital and will I be charged a hospital facility fee? Can you recommend anyone else who might be independent? Those are maybe the best ways to avoid the fees.
This all seems to run counter to calls around the country to rein in healthcare costs. Has there been any outcry from Washington over these fees?
Medicare also pays these fees. So there is an advisory group to Medicare that has looked at whether or not Medicare itself is getting what it pays for. And they have recommended that Medicare stop paying these hospital fees for dozens of services. Legislation cleared the House last year that would place some new limits on these fees for a very specific set of services. So that would be medication that needs to be injected in a physician's office, something like chemotherapy.
I want to go back to where you said that the recommendation was that Medicare not pay for these fees. If Medicare doesn't, does the responsibility then fall on the patient?
The advisory group to Medicare has recommended that Medicare not pay these fees. What that would entail is changing the way Medicare prices these fees. It would change the price to eliminate the additional amount. So no, in that instance, it wouldn't leave Medicare enrollees on the hook for the difference.
It would just eliminate the fee.
Indeed. When the advisors to Medicare asked the question, what are we getting in exchange for paying these fees? They ended up looking at like a group of services that are often delivered by independent doctors, not affiliated with a hospital. So these are chemotherapy. Someone needs treatment for cancer. They're going to their oncologist's office. They're getting chemotherapy. It's colonoscopies, which would happen not in a hospital outpatient center, but maybe in what's called an ambulatory surgery center. So again, another location not owned by a hospital. It's medical care that people get regularly, and in a number of cases, it's some really common healthcare screening to which these fees apply. The advisors to Medicare essentially said, it's the same service that just costs us more because it's in another location, and patients can get this medical care just as safely at a far lower cost. So why are we paying more?
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Melanie Evans. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.